Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 44.
We also have to get them used to wearing ear protection.
Yeah, so what's up with you, Jess? How are you?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. I've been doing a lot of Zoom improv, which is, have you guys done any? It's weird.
No, other than this, unless you count this.
I did like one long form thing, but I'd love to hear what your take is on it.
It's weird. It's, I don't know. It's hard to like, there's like always delays and then you have to like tell the person like, sorry, I wasn't listening or like, I can't hear you. However you want to say it, but it's just like, it's weird. And the coach like tries to like give, like some coaches have given like side notes, but it's like even harder to like stop for like 20 seconds. And then, I don't know, it's kind of a bummer, but what am I going to do? Not do improv for a year?
Oh, no joke.
It's been like this since March, so we'll probably be like this for a while, August, September, forever, I don't know. I'm just really bored of being in my apartment with cats, so. There are two restaurants on Hollywood Boulevard that are open, and every time I drive by them, like, it's shocking. Like, nobody's wearing masks inside except for, like, the waiters, and it seems so scary.
You look through the window and you can like see like the virus moving through the air, passing
through. Yeah. Just going from person to person.
Welcome back to another episode of Audio Obscura. My name is David Martinez and my co-host on the other side of Skype this time, that's right, switching it up, keeping it spicy, is Mr. Michael Foster. Foster, how are you doing?
You know, right, and you know, the normal caveat of, you know, besides everything else, I'm doing fine, David. Good to see you.
Nice. Good to see you, too. I am glad that we get to do this here now together.
Yeah.
And we have brought with us another guest. She is far away from us, but close to our aortas. She is a fellow improviser and dear friend, Miss Jessica Hagee. Jessica, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Wonderful. Excellent. Day. My cat is meowing, and I'm sorry if you can hear him.
What is he saying? I assume you can translate by now.
He's saying, let me out of the bedroom that you locked me into.
Oh, wow, harsh.
Yeah.
Is that because of the podcast or because he was behaving poorly?
Because of the podcast.
Okay, that's fair. Listen, we all have to make sacrifices for Audio Obscura.
What's your cat's name?
Oh, yeah.
Marley.
Good name.
Yeah. He's a stoner.
What?
Yeah. He's a stoner.
I was like, maybe it's a kind of cat. I don't know the kinds of cats.
Yeah, he's a stoner cat.
You know, there's like tabby and stoner and...
Yeah.
This is not what we're here for today. We are off the rails already. I have prepared an audio mystery game for my guests here today. Jess, are you familiar with Audio Obscura? Have you listened before?
I have, yeah. I like to think I'm good at it, but I didn't have any pressure on me before, so I don't know that I'm very good at it. But I like listening.
I have prepared an audio mystery for the two of you. I have a series of clips, and you will get to hear them twice, and no more than twice, and try and guess what this audio mystery comes from. We are doing something slightly new for this episode that we are going to try out, and we're going to actually award points to our guessy boys and just our guessy boy and girl, and see if they can like actually kind of compete a little bit more than usual.
Oh boy.
So for this first pilot edition of the point system, and the points don't really mean anything, you don't win anything at the end of this at the moment, maybe that'll change, we'll see, but for the pilot edition of the points, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you 3 points if you can get the entire thing correct after 6 clips. So I have 6 clips for you. If you can get both what the thing is that they're talking about and what this comes from. So our usual, like, what is the topic and what is the source, the format. If you can get both of those things correct after 6 clips, you get 3 points. I optionally for you have a 7th clip that is like a hint or a clue. You can ask for that clue if you want. If you do, you only get 2 points. If you get it correct, And then if you only guess one or the other correct in either situation, either the topic or the format, then you get only 1 point. Cool. Sound good? Well, I'll review those again when we get to the end of the six clips. So you get basically you get six clips, and then I'll check in with you guys and ask for guesses. Cool. Well, let's dive into this.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll be honest. Ready. I was kind of counting on Foster's help, but you know what? That's fine. I'll get aggressively competitive instead.
No, I mean you can still work together on this. No. You can end up with the same amount of points. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
I want to win.
Here is clip one. Here we go.
They're not all the same. They have different likes and dislikes.
I think we could be talking about cats.
We could. It's they're fresh on the brain.
What is Marley like?
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, typical. What does Marley dislike? Anything but food?
Yeah, getting locked in a room by himself. Nice fun. Okay.
So like a kind of like an older voice, somebody who might be talking at a VFW or
very specific
a community center conference room.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be something that like you wouldn't think would have likes and dislikes. Like I feel like he's not talking about like human beings.
Yeah,
like it's surprising that they're different or something.
Yeah, clouds. Mm.
Clouds.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. They got likes and dislikes. They dislike climate change. I know. Shocker.
What do they like? What do clouds like, Mr.
Sunshine
Witherington?
And 747s.
Aw.
Yeah.
They just poke little holes in their hearts.
They do.
Would you like to hear clip one a second time?
Yes, please.
They're not all the same. They have different likes and dislikes.
Sounds exactly like the first time. I don't...
No new thoughts, no new feelings. Any other possible ideas for what is not all the same and has likes and dislikes?
Jess, I'm kind of agreeing with you. I think this is something that is a lot of people would be surprised to know that this particular thing has likes or dislikes.
Maybe like plants?
Yeah.
Or pet rock? No. I feel like you guys have done a pet rock. I don't know. Plant. I'm going to say plants or cats.
I like it.
Plants or cats. Let's take plants or cats theory into clip two. Here we go.
This is not something that I trained in my career for. This is kind of something later in life that happened and just kind of serendipitously.
I didn't go to college to become a wrangler of wolves, but they respect me, they look up to me, and I honor their attention. I think he's on a phone.
It does sound weird.
Yeah, like it sounded like he was calling in.
Yeah,
I'm putting in my notes. Yeah. Phone call? Question mark.
It sounds like kind of like he's trying to make himself like feel better for failing at what he was supposed to be doing. Sorry, is that too?
No, cool? I love it.
Like serendipit, whatever word, seems like a nice way of like saying like, "Mom, forget my English major. I'm doing this now."
So, what is he talking about? What did he fall into that he didn't expect?
Chuck E. Cheese actor, bingo MC,
exclusively.
Somebody just had a heart attack and they just like, you've got to do it, man. Bingo must continue.
We got to save the community center. We need somebody to step up.
Okay, but I do bingo only. None of this Yahtzee business.
This is not something that I trained in my career for. This is kind of something later in life that happened and just kind of serendipitously.
Okay, so yeah. So it's something, so like you mentioned, Jess, sorry, I'm putting the word serendipitous. So meaning that this was like a happy outcome, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do agree on the phone call. It sounds like a lot of like heavy breathing or something. But other than that, I mean, who knows? I don't know.
You know, I studied to be a civil engineer. And when I found myself in the middle of a Viking raiding party, I went with it. And I was quite good at it. They called me Pillager Pete. And
best Viking.
And I don't know how my body knew how to throw a torch with the perfect arc, but I did. And I've killed so many people.
Some people are just born with it.
Some people got it. Some people don't.
I kind of wish he would, like, say more, you know? Like, I feel like there's so small amount of what he's saying. I feel like he could.
It's a David note.
Yeah, I was gonna say like.
I feel like
it's mostly because I cut him off.
Yeah,
literally.
And why are you doing that,
off.
David? Let the man
what
speak.
The hell? Yeah, I feel like he needs to start with what he's talking about and then go into the smaller details. It seems like he's working backwards.
So we're them in real time while they learn something.
Okay.
So that beep was a part of it.
That was a word that I bleeped out, yeah, because it gives something away. Yeah,
I feel like I missed a word right there in the beginning, but
you might have. Yeah, I'll let you listen to it the second time, and if you don't get it, I'll tell you what it is.
All right, they learned something. They learned something. This is a group of plants, or cat plants hybrids.
Cats are friends with just about everybody. They're really loving and kind.
Yeah, super sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They come when you call them.
Do you just have the one? Yeah. Do you just have the one cat?
I have two cats.
Wait, why didn't you tell us about the other one? Do you
it's
hate that one?
It's not worth mentioning. he's a little aggressive, but I love them both equally.
You still haven't said the other one's name, so I'm a little suspicious that that's true.
His name is Milton, which is kind of like an old man name, and that's kind of how he acts, so.
Is he old? Or he just acts like
nobody
an old man?
Knows. The doctor didn't know how old he was when I brought him in.
Wow, get a new doctor. I think, can't you just look at the rings on it? Isn't
that and they're like, I don't know how clean of a podcast this is.
You can say butthole. Yeah, you were going to say butthole. You can say butthole. Just had that butthole feel to it, you know?
Yeah. You know how I try to slide butthole into every conversation.
Clip 3.
So we're them in real time while they learn something.
Yeah, the first word right before the bleep is so we're. We're as
we're.
Okay. We are. We apostrophe R-E, yeah. So we're beep them in real time.
Got
something
it.
Something about learn something.
Grow them in real time?
We're growing them in real time. Breeding them in real time.
Breeding them in real time.
As opposed to slow-mo breeding or time-lapse breeding.
Exactly.
Well, if it's a clue, it must be like a major word then.
We're wrapping them in real time. We're
murdering them in
real time.
Yeah. He's talking about his victims.
Yeah.
They have feelings. They have likes and dislikes.
I didn't.
And we murder them in real time.
You know, I didn't train to be a serial killer, but you're not tracing this call, are you? Okay. That was my agreement to be on this podcast, that you don't trace this call. Okay, cool.
Does he not know what podcasts do?
I wasn't trained in podcasting.
I just sort of fell into it serendipitously.
Yeah, I was stabbing them in real time.
And then there's a last little bit of that clue.
Yeah, Jess, I typed in my notes while they learn something.
Oh yeah, so they're blanking in real time and they're learning.
I don't know. I have no other thoughts. I'm thinking I'm going to probably get to do that seventh clip.
We'll see. Clip 4 coming up next year. Here we go, clip 4.
We also have to get them used to wearing ear protection.
Could still be plants?
Huh. So, ear protection. I'm doing a little thought experiment. Ear protection means you got to protect your ears which means loud, loud things.
So far, so good, man. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Go with me on this. Go with me.
It also means they have ears.
Yes.
So, and if so, I'm guessing if it's a person, it'd be like a baby or some stupid baby that doesn't know how to protect their ears. Or an animal of some type.
I hate a baby that doesn't care about its ear health.
Yeah. Because you have to get them used to it. So they probably don't like it.
We have to get them used to wearing ear protection. Yes, okay, they have ears. That's a great clue. That helps.
I can go ahead and give it to you again. It's pretty short. Yeah. I think you got the gist of it, so I'll just play it one more time real quick.
We also have to get them used to wearing ear protection.
All right, Jess, so far, I think this is the same guy calling in this entire time.
Yeah.
So that
sounds very passionate about what he's saying, but yeah, I think it's the same kind of phone call-y vibe.
Yes. So like before he started talking, I feel like somebody was like, all right, and joining us today, we have a esteemed cat expert, Robert Garcia. Robert, are you there? And
yeah, I don't know if it's cats anymore, because I don't think you can make cats get used to anything.
Maybe dogs. You know, I'm not opposed to this baby idea. Mm-hmm. You know,
or like a farm animal or something, horses. Yeah.
So quick. Let's what are things that are loud? I already mentioned music, war zones, mm-hmm.
gun ranges.
Airplanes,
mm-hmm.
opinionated people,
Arrowhead Stadium.
Ooh, yeah,
it's quite loud.
Hey, the loudest stadium in the world. I've heard, but I can't hear anymore because mm-hmm. I lost my hearing when I was there.
I can't tell if you're bragging or being sarcastic.
No, I was trying to do a weird brag because I think that's a cool fact. But my own ignorance and ineptitude ruined it.
Oh, no, it was good. It was half brag, half sarcasm. So just leave out the sarcasm and it was great.
Did you say half brag?
Half brag. It was a half brag, half sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Okay. You know, Jess, I'm out of ideas. I'm sorry. I'm not being much help on this one.
Or like the animals that they have at, I know this isn't it, but like at stadiums have like some colleges and like, they have like live animal mascots. They would have to probably wear headphones. But I don't know. The likes and dislikes seems like such an important thing to this person.
You know what? We've got some great clues, though. We've got this ear clue, and I think that will go a long way. And we still have two more clips, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'd say you guys are doing pretty well. Pretty well.
All right.
So here is clip 5. Here we go.
Are not, shall we say, great masters of impulse control?
Students in a level 101 improv class.
Hey, nice. Hey, zing. Foster, we just lost so many listeners.
It's like, this guy.
What is, I'm just kidding. We've all been there. So, yeah, you know, we talked about, you know, a first thought, like this is something that's like excitable, like a child. I know. I think we're outside humans, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be weird for him to, like, say that children have likes and dislikes. I feel like that would make him pretty weird.
like, in the middle of the call.
Like, you wouldn't believe these kids. They have, like, opinions and feelings.
I know. You want to put a kid in. You want to put all the kids in a box. And, you know, you can't do that. They're very different. They got likes and dislikes. You know, Sally, my friend Sally, she loves pineapple. But Janelle, she does not care for it. So,
Mr. Witherington, how did you get back in here? we closed the door on you.
Oh, who else is, you know, we talked about dogs. I mean, if a dog is not trained, very impulsive, love to go after squirrels.
I feel like, yeah, any animal probably would be impulsive, especially if somebody's trying to put headphones over it.
I know some snails that are pretty reserved. they hold back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're always talking about the snails, you know, like we get it.
I just think they're very contemplative. They just like to they really like to watch and observe before they jump in.
Join the snail reserves today.
New sponsor.
New fake sponsor.
Snail reserves of the Great Plains.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna like. I'm just gonna put myself in the shoes of whatever this thing is. I like things. I don't like things. shiny, shiny, shiny. I want it. Me hungry. Comfort me. Yeah, it's just like this would fit a toddler, but then that very first one. Not all kids are the same. They have likes and dislikes. Well, no doy.
Unless we're talking about like twins or like, because they're the same.
The Lannisters are not masters of impulse control.
The Lannisters. that's your paradigm for twins.
That's right. Poor twins. That was a hit for twins. Mm-hmm. Where twins had to preface everything like, we're not attracted to each other. I'll probably edit that out.
Are twins fighting for twin gotta edit that out.
Oh, we are. This is an episode.
Let me give you clip five again.
Okay, great.
Are not, shall we say, great masters of impulse control.
Oh, we got a little laugh there. I think that was like the hosts of this radio show or podcast. They're like, you're yeah.
You are talking about this for a while.
he is still going. Okay.
So they said blanks aren't so good at impulse control.
Yeah, shall we say they are not masters of impulse control.
Masters.
Because we know they are extremely impulsive.
So I will say there's another aspect. Remember, you're not just like it's not just the thing. There's been multiple bleeped words, I will say. So the things that have been beeped throughout the clips have not always been the same word.
Oh.
Okay.
There's multiple things going on here. So it's not just about the what are they trying to put earplugs into.
I mean, it definitely seems like they're studying something.
Yeah, this guy seems like an expert or a researcher type.
Is it that monotone voice?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not everybody can be Nye or deGrasse Tyson, you know?
Yeah. Those are the two.
Those are it.
Yeah, like, I want to say, like, maybe, like a working in a lab or something, and, like...
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking, like, research or something, I'm thinking, like mice or rats.
Oh, those headphones would be so cute. Would be so little.
You have a final clip left.
Yeah.
And then potentially a hint if you want to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the hardest one that we did. And I think we almost had a mutiny because it took most of the about 6 months to do that one.
I think, Jess, did he say it took 6 months to do that one?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which seems impressive, but that, like, he's making it sound impressive. But 6 months, you know, doesn't sound that long when you're stuck in your house. So, I don't know, seems normal.
Wait.
Seems like a normal amount of time.
Huh. You know, Jess, this makes me think...
Took me 6 months to learn where the Cheez-Its are kept, so... Makes sense. That sounds right.
You know, this last clip, I don't know how it relates to the other ones, but it makes me think of people who have to... they study, like, people in confined... Like a confined space mission, where they put people, like, basically in a location in the middle of the desert. And they simulate that. That makes me kind of think of this. Like, that was a hard one. That was a hard stretch of time. We almost had a mutiny. Took us 6 months to do that one. We were together for 6 months. I don't know. Or was there a mutiny because it was, like, the work was so hard?
Yeah, I don't know. It does sound like, I don't know, that's such a weird word to use. Yeah, that feels like animals of some sort are being studied still. Which I guess would count humans, so really going broad here, studying the something.
If you had to expand on that, maybe you don't know exactly what they're studying, but perhaps the way in which they're being studied, you might have some thoughts on.
Yeah, that was probably the hardest one that we did, and I think we almost had a mutiny because it took most of the about 6 months to do that one.
Took somebody 6 months to do that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
take it back. Let me give you that line again. And it took blank took blank 6 months to do that one.
Yeah.
Good. More casual. Give me that. Give me that. Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you're trying to guess like what is the subject, what they're talking about, right? Like what is the thing that this guy is talking about, and then you're also trying to guess kind of like what he's doing, what the action is, which was that bleeped word. I think it was clip 3 or 2.
Something about doing something in real time.
Yes, that one. So don't. That's a significant clip.
Okay. A lot of beeps.
I mean that.
Yeah, it's 2 total words are bleeps. So that clip that I was just referring to has a very important bleep in it, and then all the other bleeps are all the same word. And it's the thing, the subject, of this guy's so-called studies.
Interesting. Well,
I feel like headphones like makes me think of music. I don't know why, but like maybe just like, you know, making an animal listen to certain type of music and seeing, like, oh, they have likes and dislikes. You know, like, some like Metallica, some like Anne Murray's Christmas special.
Nothing's jumping out at me. Like, we definitely were getting the vibe of, like, studying, and so it almost could be the voiceover, or not the voiceover, but the call to somebody, like, during, like, a news report where they're, like, cutting to, like, images. You know, they're, like, I don't know, they're showing, like, the lab while they're interviewing the guy.
Well, you have the option for an additional clip, or you can make a guess now.
Speaking for myself, I think I want the extra clip.
Sure. Foster's going to limit himself to 2 points.
Yeah, well, then I will do the same.
All right.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to give you a bonus clip 7 here. Here we go.
It's loud. It's a tube you have to go into.
Oh. It's a loud tube, you say? Ah. I must say, this is rather tubular. With a capital T. Oh, oh. Like an MRI?
Oh,
machine?
Could be. Yeah.
It's a loud tube.
Mm-hmm.
What are other loud tubes?
Like at the bank when you like put it in your like money, maybe they're like putting mice in there and just seeing how they handle it. Like some like it, some don't.
What an image.
Yeah. The results of the study, the majority do not like it.
We just wanted to see if they would learn anything from it. Turns out we had a good time. Lab assistants have trouble with impulse control. They're just shoving mice into the bottom.
Jess, I think it is something. It is something like an MRI too. I'm thinking back to clip 3. So we're blanking them in real time while they learn something. They're looking at their brains while they learn something. These toddlers or dogs that are not masters of impulse control. If I'm a little kid, I'm reaching, I'm grabbing, I'm not sitting still.
That's true, because if you look at somebody's brain, you can like see if they're like a murderer because they have like less impulse control. So they could be like, like studying the brain to see impulse control.
It's got
to
be something. I don't think it could be people. In my mind, I'm seeing this news story, and it's like this silly, it's silly but cool news story. Where it's like these scientists, they're studying the turtles, and they're looking at their brains, and they're teaching them algebra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they're learning algebra, they will one day take over the world.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean that makes sense. The only thing I don't know is like the likes and dislikes is such a weird thing to say, but. Like, it would make sense to have to put, like, headphones on an animal if you're, like, studying their brain.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like dogs don't all have the same likes and dislikes. You know, we can point that out here. We can look at their temporal lobe and
oh yeah,
and some of them love Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them do not.
Some of them do not.
I feel like it'd be a larger animal, like as cute as little like mice headphones would be. I feel like that would be kind of. I feel like it's a bigger animal that they're
yeah,
studying.
Yeah, like a goat.
But maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they're studying mice's brain.
Like a goat.
A horse.
A horse. Getting a horse in the large tube, just shove it in there. I don't know about impulse control. Seems like all animals would be bad at that. Or I guess not. We've decided snails aren't.
True.
they're
very pensive.
I think I'm ready to put forth a guess.
All right. Lock it in. Here we go.
I think that this is a news report about a new study that came out that they're mapping the brains of an animal. I don't know what animal. I'm going to say a mammal. And they're learning surprising things because they're teaching them stuff while they're mapping their brains. And that's the loud tube. That's why they have to wear ear protection, the MRI.
Because it's a bleeped word, I'm going to ask you to be more specific on the specific subject.
All right. Can you come back to me?
Yes, I can. Jess, are you ready to make your locked in guess?
Sure. I'm going to steal Michael Foster's MRI thing.
Okay.
And most other things that he said. But I'm going to say it's a radio call-in. It is weird to do a phone call like that. And I'm going to say, studying the brains of... I'm going to say pigs, because my mom says pigs are very aggressive, but they're also very smart, so they would have bad impulse control. But they would also have likes and dislikes.
All right.
I'm going to continue with mine, but I'm going to say dogs.
The Foster saying a news report, MRIs mapping the brains of dogs. And Jess is saying a radio call-in, MRIs mapping the brains of pigs. Mm-hmm.
The way you said that makes me think we're both very wrong.
And Jess said mapping the brains of pigs.
Yes, I did.
Let's get clip 8, the reveal. Here we go.
Hello, this is Juliet, Dogcast Radio. If you like dogs, wherever you are in the world, we're the show for you.
That just...
It's just like perfect COVID music, isn't
it? That just goes on for like 10 minutes.
You were both right if you had put your answers together. It was dogs, it was an MRI machine, and it was a radio show.
Oh, dang.
So Jess nailed radio show, and Foster, you nailed dogs.
And the MRI.
Yes, and the MRI. Yeah, you both got MRI on that one.
Not
so
really.
Great.
I was more going for the banking tubes, but I think Foster wins.
Really stuck. Jess goes to banks and just like stares at the tubes for hours. How do they do this technology?
I'd like to make a deposit. And then, can you also put this G.I. Joe in there? He's wearing a GoPro. I just want to see what happens. You're doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
This is Dogcast Radio. This is an episode featuring Dr. Gregory Burns, who is a neuroscientist and studying specifically dog behavior in MRI machines.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I can see how you wouldn't just study that in college, you know? I could see how that would be a thing you stumble upon.
Yeah.
It's not it's like a subspecialty of neuroscience. It's a lot of training courses on how to food motivated dog. Yeah, well done. I think both of you got 1 point, so you tied at 1 point basically.
All right,
because you both got one thing absolutely correct.
What was the thing that took 6 months?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, so they were talking a lot. So she interviews him on this radio show, and they were talking a lot about like the different things that the lab tried to get the dogs to do while in the MRI machine. So they have to like learn how to keep super still. I guess you can't move like at all in an MRI machine, except for specific commands that they would give them. So then they would watch their brain activity on those specific commands. So they played a dog whistle, and then they would try to reach their nose forward to touch a target. And then they tried to train them to, like, they would play a whistle, but then they'd show them an image of, like, a person making an X with their arms, which was supposed to tell the dog, like, even though you hear the whistle, don't reach forward and touch the target. Even though they know the whistle means touch the target and I get a treat, can I learn this new bit of information? And that was what took them, like, 6 months to train. And so he said the lab assistants almost mutinied because it was taking so long to train. I don't think that was serious. I think it was a joke. But
wow, that's fascinating.
My Siri activated. You shut up. You shut up over there.
Destroy them all, David. Destroy them all.
I guess there was a dog very aptly named Zen. Super chill and didn't care. They did one study where they put them in the MRI machine and were testing like jealousy to see if like if they watched an owner and sit, like normally they would be feeding the dog in the MRI machine, but then the dog had to watch the owner like feed another dog.
Oh, that's so mean.
Which sounds terrible. And so some dogs really cared, but this dog Zen just like was like fine with it. It was like, cool, whatever, you do you.
Okay.
Hey, that dog's getting a treat. Nice.
Good for that dog. He must have done something to deserve it.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. I'm a dog singing this song.
Walks around with a guitar strapped to his back.
Troubadour dog. Troubadour dog.
Well, great. Thank you for putting that together for us.
My pleasure. Great. Good work to both of you. 1 point each. You can turn them in at Chuck E. Cheese for half a token.
Woo!
Congratulations. That brings us to the end of our mystery obscurians. I hope you got it right or got some part of it right. If you played along with the points with us, let us know how many points you got. So that leaves us with some plugs. Jess Hagee, where can the people, can they track you down in some way? Can they have your exact address and
yeah,
call on you like they did in Pirate Times?
Yeah, my address is 36. No, I'm not. I mean, I have Instagram. Just my name, I think. Jess Hagee.
I think.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know.
Awesome. And they'll stay tuned for your upcoming course on how to do improv under quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Course.
Excellent. And Mr. Foster, where can the people find you?
I think the easiest, I always like to say if you're an adult who's working and you want to find me on LinkedIn, you can just search.
Come on, give it to me.
If you're an adult professional.
No child professionals.
If you're a professional adult, you can find me on LinkedIn. I think you could just search Michael Quentin Foster. And I believe a couple of my socials are M Foster Voice. And I don't post a lot, but check that out. I'm working on an audiobook, but I'll give details about that as it's closer to release. So it is, I will say, it's a horror novel. Horror.
Nice.
Very scary.
That's exciting. Are you getting scared while you record it?
Yeah. I have to stop every once in a while because I go, eek! I'm like, I can't do it.
Why do you sound flirty towards the book? I can't do it.
It's scary, but I don't mind it. I don't know what's happening.
You can find all of our episodes online in any podcast catcher of your choice, and you can find Audio Obscura on social media at Audio Obscura Pod. Foster's raising his hand. Yes, Mr. Foster, what would you like to say to the class?
Speaking of our past episodes,
yeah.
Again,
oh yes.
Listen to our back catalog, and specifically episode 14, because we have a very special bonus episode coming out. And it's going to spoil that episode for you. So And you know what? We like to reference sometimes our past episodes. So listen to those older ones, specifically episode 14.
Yes, indeed. That bonus episode will be coming out sometime between when this episode and the next one. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, if you have any suggestions for an audio mystery of your own finding that you want us to feature on a future episode, or you just have comments, feedback, suggestions, anything like that, let us know. audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com, or as I mentioned, @audioobscurapod on social media. Thanks, folks, so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
I want to win.
Yeah.